Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where I talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Okay, I didn't break my promise. I actually do have an episode recorded in the studio with the amazing producer Shane Dale, but it just wasn't finished. It's recorded, it's got a few production things to be done. It's funny because in that episode, I referenced last week's how to record a podcast episode, but never mind that. We do have an in-studio episode coming up, but listen, I don't rush those things. Shane Dale is amazing. If it's not done, it's not done. It'll happen next week, but I'm at home in the home studio. And it is actually Sunday morning, drinking my cup of coffee. And you know what? For me, what's going on right now, a couple of things. I'm going to see Oppenheimer today, which I cannot wait. And I almost did an episode on the Oppenheimer Barbie marketing machine, the Barbenheimer, which is amazing when two movies are actually diametrically opposite. They're in competition with each other for dollars. And they actually create this buzz of Barbenheimer, where people are going to go see these two movies sometimes in the same day. I know Meredith saw both in the same day, but just really marketing machines for both of those. I thought about doing that, but you know what? What's on my mind is I've got it's the links in the notes. This week on the 25th, I have the It's Not Too Late to Break $250,000 Barrier in 2023 seminar. And I've done this seminar twice before, and this one has drawn the greatest attention. So we're doing it again, and I'm doing it a little bit differently, and I've added some new benefits. I think I've added some new information. And the third hour VIP is my friend Maggie Zwolak, who created the company Self Made. She's absolutely amazing. So hours one and two are free, and hour three is a paid VIP. Just going to be amazing. Again, the registration link is in the show notes, and I greatly encourage you to come. Even if you can't make it, register so that you can get the 15 minutes with me and you get a copy of the seminar itself. But because I've been so seminar heavy, I had a seminar last week with On Course Creation. This week I got It's Not Too Late. August, I am speaking at a social media panel at the Fredericksburg Area Realtors, and then September I am speaking at FABA, Fredericksburg Area Builders Association, and then I'm giving another seminar on the laws of attraction. So that's two seminars this month. One in August, two in September at the moment, and we've become a seminar heavy company. And I've explained to you guys before, I think, but seminars are our lead funnel. We give, we educate, but we use it to attract clients. And I greatly encourage people towards that model. You give, you give, you give, and then people recognize that you have skills and talents and something to offer, and then you gain clients that way. But I want to give you right now three reasons to become a seminar attender. And what I mean by that is I want seminars to become a regular part of what you do for growth, growth personally, growth relationally, growth in your business. And I don't want you to become a person who just goes to seminars and doesn't change. There's definitely that. You can become a seminar junkie, but there's actually great benefits to become a person who attends seminars, whether you do them online or in person. And I'm telling you what, a good in-person seminar, you cannot, you just can't negate how impressive, how impactful that is for you. But if you go to them online or in person, if you make that a part of who you are, some changes are going to happen. So I've got three reasons why seminars can be very impactful for you and can be really life-changing. First, number one, if you are a person who regularly attends seminar, you're going to become a learner. And it's very easy as you get older and you're not going to college and you're not going to work on your master's degree or you don't need continuing editing credit, continuing education credits, whatever the case may be. It's very easy to stop being a learner. You might read a book here or there, but when you get to a seminar and when you make seminars part of what you do, you become a learner. And if this has to relate to your business, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, learners are earners. When you are a learner, you find the better way to do things, the more profitable way to do things, the way to distinguish yourself in the marketplace. Learners are earners. Now, I've been to seminars and have not learned anything, but that's rare. In fact, I'll take that statement back. I'm sure that every seminar I've ever been to, I've learned something. And then there's some I've just learned a massive amount of things from and come back and changed. It's just made just an amazing impact on my life back then, my ministry or my business. And then the conversations you have. I know sometimes folks are like, well, seminars are wasting time. What are you going to do? What's going to change? But if you go to a seminar or attend a seminar online with the attitude that you want to get better and you're going to go get better, you will. You will. And if you go to a seminar where it stretches you, you are going to get better. You are going to become a learner. I've told this story on the show many times. It was so impactful when I attended the 2017, 2018, one or the other 10X Growth Con in Vegas. Pretty sure it was 2017 because in 2018, I attended 10X Growth Con in Miami. And those were transformative experiences. I learned so much from the speakers. To this day, there's a couple of speakers and the things I had to say that just continued to stick out. And I also learned what it looked like to be an entrepreneur or professional. I wanted to go from being the entrepreneur in the basement to the entrepreneur who's actually a professional and actually could interact with business people in a way that was mutually respectful. And I just remember learning and taking so many notes. In fact, right here on my desk, I've got those notes right here close by from that seminar. And I learned a ton from it. When I was in ministry, I would go to counseling seminars all the time because that was the area I need to grow in the most. I need to grow to become a better counselor. So I would go there. And then I'd go to a yearly general assembly where I would learn things. And so if you make seminars a part of your life, you will become a learner. If it's related to business, learners are earners. They just are, guys. They just are. Now, don't become a seminar junkie and just go and go and don't make any changes. But if you go, you will learn. So, number one reason to attend seminars is to become a learner. Number two is the people you meet. The people you meet. I can't even quantify how much my life has been transformed by the people I've met at seminars. I'll share a couple of stories. Well, in fact, at the It's Not Too Late to Break 250K seminar, my guest speaker I met at 10X Growth Con. We were in line, I think, to meet Damon John. I wanted to meet him, get his book autographed. And we were in line for about 30, 45 minutes, and Maggie was in front of me. And we spoke the entire time and had a great conversation. And she shared with me the things that she was doing in business and vice versa. And then when I went to 10X Growth Con in Miami, I bumped into her again and I met some of her friends and some of the people that she interacted with. And we don't talk. It's not like we're regular texters or anything like that, but I've been able to watch her growth journey over the last 5, 6 years. And her business has taken off. And now she's speaking. I'm honored as our VIP. Because I met her and I have become a better business person through that relationship. I know that when I was in ministry and I was going to counseling seminars or when I was going to our yearly seminar, our yearly assembly, there were people there doing amazingly innovative things. And meeting them just made me a better person. Additionally, I met people there that became encouragement and support to me, regular friends, people I can text, people I can reach out to. I mean, who you meet at seminars, even if it's online, you are going to begin to meet people and you can reach out to them. You can DM them. My friend Cyril, I met him through a coaching program and we didn't interact a whole lot, but we've been on seminars together. And now he and I message each other, encourage each other. We've done a little bit of business together. It makes a huge difference. When you go to seminars, you meet people. Again, whether it be online or whether in person, you are going to meet people. When we had our, excuse me, John Maxwell leadership, we did Leader Shift, and then we did No Fear Leadership. We did those two, and we had about 25, 30 people at each one. There were some strong relationships that were formed there, people that came. In fact, I got a text just last week, and someone was like, "Hey, do you have this person's contact information?" It was just one word, their first name. And I knew several people in that had that name. And they were like, no, they were at the seminars. I was like, yeah, of course. And I sent it to them. It was very cool to see two other people from one of my seminars connecting with each other. So guys, if you go to seminars, you are going to meet some great people, people who are innovative, who are going to make you better, who can support you and will become your friends. So going to seminars, you're going to become a learner because learners are earners. Two, you're going to meet some great people. And number three, you're going to distinguish yourself from your competition. Now, you may say, I don't have any competition. There's plenty of money to go around. And I agree that there is plenty of money to go around. There's no lack of money in this world. But there is a finite amount of attention. And when you are battling for a finite amount of attention, you have to distinguish yourself. And if you are a learner and you're meeting people who are wise and can help you, people who are ahead of you, and they're going to become encouragements to you, you will separate from the competition. You will. You'll just become better. You're going to have information and resources and access that they don't have. And so, whether you feel like you're competing with anyone or not, if you want to grow in this marketplace, if you want to grow in this economy, you're going to have to get better. And there's going to have to be a reason why people choose to go with you versus why someone chooses to go with someone else. For example, I have a marketing coaching program, and in some ways, it's similar to other programs that I know. And I always tell folks, you don't have to be wholly original. You just have to be 10% different. And if you're 10% different, then people go, oh. And as a learner, as a seminar attender myself, I know that that's what separates me. It's one of the things that says lots of things. One of the things that separates me is I'm a continual learner and I can always bring to folks things that I've learned. So when you become a seminar attender, when you become that, when that becomes who you are, and you're going to get better and better. What's going to happen is first, you're become a learner, and learners are earners. Two, you're going to meet some great people. And three, you're going to distinguish yourself from your competition. And when you do that, you are going to have longevity and you're going to hit your growth revenue goals, or you're going to become a better person, whatever your goal is within those seminars. So having said that, guys, I greatly encourage you to attend this week's It's Not Too Late to Break 250K in 2023. Whether that's your goal, whether you're beyond that goal, when you're starting out, this seminar helps people grow their businesses. And that's the goal. You can get to 250K, you can get to 2.5, whatever the case may be. In the show notes, you will find the registration link. All you got to do is look at it on your phone or on your computer and get there. The first 2 hours are free, is on the 25th, and then the third hour is a paid VIP. So from 11 to 1, absolutely free. 1 to 2 is $79. We've already got a great group of people in the VIP, and the VIP is my friend Maggie, and she is going to just be phenomenal for you. So, guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to check out the show notes. I want you to register, but make a commitment to go to seminars. Make a commitment to make that part of your business and personal practices. It's going to make you better. You're going to meet some great people and you will distinguish yourself from your competition. So, friends, I greatly enjoyed seeing you and I can't wait to see you again next week and hopefully at seminar. And we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.